It's been nearly 2 months since the Tyrtishna family arrived in Canada after being forced to flee their home in Ukraine and, despite hopes of starting a new life here in Barrie, the family of four finds themselves having to relocate yet again. Anna and Alex Tyrtishna, along with their two children, ages 6 and 9, were featured in a Barrie Today story after they arrived in the city on April 17. They had initially escaped from their hometown in Odessa to Italy following the Russian invasion of Ukraine on February 25. After a few months in Italy, the family was able to get the proper documentation to come to Canada, where they had hopes of finding work in order to slowly begin rebuilding their life. Despite their best efforts to find work, the couple struggled, Anna said, and have made the difficult decision to leave the city that welcomed them with open arms. They will now travel west. At first, we were very actively looking for a job, but unfortunately our work experience and position in Ukraine do not say anything to a Canadian employer, she explained. We will have to rebuild our career and this is a step back. Psychologically, it is not easy. After all, 3.5 months ago, we had a good job, position, car, and now you have to go to all this first. And if you start a career from the beginning, then the salary will be minimal, and even if two people work, you can't live here in Barrie on the minimum salary. In order to do what is best for the family, Alex and Anna will be saying goodbye to Barrie this weekend and are set to move west on Saturday, June 11. We decided to move to Alberta. Everything is not so expensive there. And the main thing for us is the opportunity to obtain permanent resident status in the future. Ontario has significantly more requirements that people must meet in order to qualify for permanent residency status, she explained. You must have very good English, work and not every employer is suitable. In Alberta, the requirements are a bit easier, Anna acknowledged. The second big reason is the cost of renting in Ontario as well as the high price of real estate, she said, which would make it nearly impossible for them to purchase real estate in the future. Anna told Barrie Today they are all feeling calm about the move. We moved so much in such a short period that this is already normal for us, she said. That said, Anna admits they are sad to say goodbye. We did not expect that we would receive such support in Canada. Here, we really felt protected and safe, we saw that we were sympathized with and welcomed. Here in Barrie, there is such calmness and peace that you just immerse yourself in it and feel calmer yourself, she said. Thanks to the generosity of strangers like Russ Jeffery, the Tyrtishna family was able to find a safe place to call home in Barrie and start rebuilding their lives. Life here felt very different than what they were used to, Anna added. The best moments are to be in an American movie, school, store, bank. Everything is like from a movie. Also, seeing a family barbecue party that Russ Jeffery invited us to is also very unusual and new for us, she said. They are amazing people with big hearts. They helped us a lot, not only in terms of housing, but also psychologically. We had someone to ask for advice, to ask about everything, Anna said. Russ helped us a lot in finding a job, and it was thanks to them that we were able to complete all the documents, get a driver's license, insurance, etc. because all this requires a residential address. They have wonderful children who accepted our children, helped them to integrate into school life. We saw what a real Canadian family is. Thanks to this family for opening their doors to us, complete strangers. I hope we didn't disappoint them. Asking for help, she admitted, was not something she and Alex ever expected they would have to do, but they say they are beyond grateful for every person who lent a helping hand since that fateful day that they packed up what they could and drove away from the life they'd worked so hard for. We had never asked for help before, but everything changed in one day. And no one is immune from this. Today you will help, tomorrow they will help you. We never thought that there are so many people who are ready to help for free just from the bottom of their hearts, she said. Perhaps this helped us to survive this situation more easily, because every day, starting from the first day of the war, we came across people along the way who helped us. You just have to believe in people, and everything will be fine, Anna added. It is very important to help, with whatever you can. It can be not only an opportunity to shelter for a while, it can be just a smile from a stranger, it can be advice or a greeting. The couple is grateful to the people of Barrie in particular, she added. We started our life in Canada in such a wonderful city where such kind, friendly and helpful people live and we fell in love, she said. Canadian calmness and friendliness helps us to survive such difficult moments in life, but we are confident that everything will be fine. After the black stripe in life, there is always a white one. If Anna could leave anything behind, she says it is the hope that people don't lose sight of the fact that war is still raging in Ukraine. Time goes by and less is said about the war in Ukraine. The situation is getting worse every day, which is why we must not forget what is happening there. Because while the citizens are talking, the leadership of their country is working, she said. We really want and hope that soon peace will reign in the world, the war will end and the tyrant will be overthrown.